I was giving a lecture, this was 20 years ago in Toronto, and I was arguing against a very bad interpretation of one of Jesus' parables. It's about the wicked vineyard tenants, and the reason this parable is so important is Jesus is talking about himself as the son of the vineyard owner who was killed. And there are postmodern interpreters who say, oh, no, no, it has nothing to do with that, it's something else. So I marshaled the actual evidence, how this parable would have been understood, would have been told. Here are the facts. And during Q&A, one of the guys, and he said to me, Professor Evans, you're too preoccupied with facts. You need to use your imagination. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And I said, I'm really sorry, but my imagination isn't evidence. My imagination does not constitute facts. And you wonder, well, what is motivating them to keep coming up with these bad arguments? And this is why. It's this philosophy. I have a different story in mind. I have a new politics. I want to retell and revisit and revise history. And that's what we're seeing right now playing out in streets of American cities and violence. We don't care what the facts are. We have a new theory, a new narrative that we're going to advance. Facts are irrelevant. They don't matter. We're in a dangerous stage in Western civilization, how our academic elites are annoyed by the concept of facts or truth. And that's when you have to ask yourself, is there really any truth left, not just at Harvard, but our elite universities? There are people on their faculty who say there is no truth, and if there is, we can never find it. And that suggests we're drifting into a post-Christian world.